Hello again, it's John Ashdown here in my opulent Wolfsburg hotel room on day two of the Women's World Cup here in Germany. It's day one, though, for England, who finally get their campaign underway against Mexico this evening. They've been here in Wolfsburg for over a week now, in a plush hotel on the side of the city, and a really road to go for them. They want the talking to stop and the football to begin, which is fair enough. Hope Powell was doing the talking last night in her pre-match press conference. She seemed in a relaxed frame of mind, but I think that's Hope, really. I asked her about the two training match defeats that they've had, and she said, read into them what you will, which is quite an interesting answer, I thought, because she could have said, they're training matches, they don't matter, we can ignore them, we were just trying things, but she didn't. I think she is slightly concerned about the way her team have been playing in those games, but as she rightly pointed out, it's the match where points are at stake tonight that's important. The Mexico coach, Leonardo Cuellar, for his part, said his team need the perfect match to beat England, and I think Powell's side are in a pretty calm frame of mind ahead of tonight's game. Yesterday it was France and Germany who got off to winning starts. France in the opening game against Nigeria. A lot of people there in Saint-Jean, but the match didn't really catch fire at any point. While in Berlin, nearly 74,000 people saw the host nation hold off a late fight back from Canada. They could have been out of sight, Germany, before Christine Sinclair made it very interesting with a stunning free kick 10 minutes from time. It does look like being a straight shootout between France and Canada for that second spot in Group A. The Frankfurter Rundschau newspaper today led with the headline Zwei Ausrufen Zeichen, eine Fragezeichen. Pronunciation I think you'll find is spot on there. Two exclamation marks and one question mark. Which is a good way to sum up the German performance, I think. For England tonight, will it be question marks or exclamation marks? We shall see.